It is the Ed Till Show on Starcom Radio Network. We had a great segment, a couple of shows back on breathing, and Sasha Yakovleva was with us. And we got an email yesterday from a dude, and I'm like, whoa, look at this. More people on this breathing method of Dr. Bateko. We'll find out more about what that is. But I'll tell you, number one, we got a lot of mouth breathers out there. You see them on television. They try to get you to take some kind of medicine for sleep apnea. Other people want to put like a clothespin on your nose and stuff. So breathing has become a big, big topic. So here we are with our second breathing guest in just a few days. Dan Brulé is here. Dan, welcome to the Ed Till Show on StarCom Radio.
Thank you very much.
How are you, man? Yeah, you write to us, and you're on the air like in 10 minutes. That's unbelievable. I got to find out what's going on in that producer department. I don't know. I think you got bumped. I think we bumped somebody for you. We must have. Anyway, listen, why are you interested in breathing? Let's talk about, you have a book called Just Breathe, Master Breathwork for Success in Life. Wow, is it Success in Life, Love, and it's a very long title. And you got a Tony Robbins forward in there. Why is breathing such a big issue?
Well, breathing is the next major key skill set that all high-performing individuals need to have. And when you control your breathing, you control your psychological state. You control your emotional state. You can control your situational awareness. So some of the people I work with, for example, are Navy SEALs and first responders who, you know, you're in life and death situations. If you can't manage your psychology and your emotions, you can't perform. So, but everybody deserves to be able to perform at their best, whether you're a counselor, a mother, a business person, or whoever. And breathing is a powerful tool for increasing, improving your health and your performance.
Sure, but how so?
Well, for one thing, you're controlling your chemistry, right? So carbon dioxide, when you control your breathing, you can control and influence your pH balance. And every emotional state, every psychological state has a corresponding breathing pattern or a tendency. And so when you identify those breathing patterns, some of them you might find are helping you and some of them are getting in your way. And so if you have dysfunctional breathing, if you have poor breathing habits that come out under stress, then you're shooting yourself in the foot.
See, here's the thing. Let me interrupt you. Let me just interrupt this. My contemporaries are going to say, Ed, are you just peddling a book here? You're trying to convince your audience that they don't know how to breathe. You listen to all this crap about breathing. Give us a break, man. The human race has been around for millions of years. No one had to tell anybody how to breathe. Now you're telling people their breathing practices are wrong. All right, so let's break this down and make it understandable. How do people wind up breathing wrong? How would the body diminish its own air, you know what I mean, what it needs, oxygen-wise, CO2, I know it was a big issue, we talked about that the other day with Sasha, but why would the body do it the wrong way, and why would we need somebody else to tell us how to do it?
Because breathing is a behavior, and we take on behaviors consciously, unconsciously, we model other people's behaviors, we take on certain behavioral strategies in times of emotional stress and turmoil, and those become habits and patterns in our system.
And could you explain that to make, let's make that understandable, because I don't really know how that would be. In other words, yeah, people get nervous and they breathe nervously, but how do they wind up with a bad breathing practice, since the body, you call it a behavior, I hear you on that, but the body involuntarily will demand that breath, right? If you don't do anything, your body's going to breathe. You don't have to help your body breathe. You don't have to make your body breathe. Your blood flows and air is drawn and exhaled. How do we get into a bad place and why?
Well, if you put yourself in a certain posture, you can inhibit circulation, right? Blood circulation. You sit on your feet for for 20 minutes and your feet gets numb because you block the circulation.
That's
so
right.
Maybe
that we
there
get.
Are things that we're doing that are interfering in the breathing, right? So, for example, if I'm a little child and I want to be invisible, or I don't think that what I say or think is important, I'm going to hold back my expression. And the only way to hold back an expression is by holding your breath, right? So if you develop the habit of holding back your expression without realizing it, you're also holding your breath, and that becomes an unconscious pattern which gets in your way in other times and other places. Or you hyperventilate in certain moments of stress, or you hold your breath in certain moments of stress, and you just take it on this as a tendency or as a pattern.
So when little kids hold their breath, we get that. Mm-hmm. But how does an adult wind up in the wrong place with this?
You get habits in your system. It just becomes the way it's, you know, if somebody steps on my toe, you know, I have a reaction.
Right. But
so
what kind of
reactions,
right? Right.
They get in our way.
Okay. So on the breathing, give me a breathing example. What's a breathing example for an adult? How an adult might actually diminish their breath. Did you say posture before, slouching?
Yeah, sure. Posture is one thing. And listen, if I want to hold back an emotion, for example, I'm going to hold my breath. How do you stop yourself from crying? You hold your breath. How do you stop yourself from laughing? You hold your breath. And so if you've gotten this psychological tendency to hold yourself back, you've just put an instruction onto your breathing system, and it's running. It's
right.
Like a program that's running.
Huh. All right. Dan Brulé is our guest. The book is Just Breathe, Master Breathwork for Success in Life, Love, Business, and Beyond by Simon & Schuster, forward by Tony Robbins, by the way. You can follow along. The website is breathmastery.com. So what's your background? How did you become someone who writes about breathing? Are you a doctor? Are you a medical guy? What's your background on this?
No, I started out as an X-ray technician back in Boston in 1969.
Oh my God!
And I
did they have X-rays back then? Did they still have? They had X-rays back then. Wow, 69.
Yeah.
All right.
And I had a chance to tell 3,000 people in a 2-year period to take in a deep breath and hold your breath.
I get it.
I give everyone those same instructions.
Got it.
And I began to marvel at how different. What people did with those instructions, a simple instruction, take in a breath and hold it. And I watched person after person do various things, and I became fascinated with what people do with their breathing. They use their shoulders, they tense their jaw. They think they're taking in a full breath, but it's 40% of their capacity. And I started to really get passionate about what the heck is going on here.
You know, the 40% is going to be very provocative for people to hear. 40% meaning what? You are blocking your body on 60%? You're actually interrupting what your body is trying to do there?
Yep. You're because of restricted breathing, muscular tensions, various other things, the full respiratory capacity is greatly decreased, let's say.
Okay. All right, now you have a chapter in the book on this Buteyko method that we talked about with Sasha the other day. Who is Dr. For those who weren't listening at that exact time, who is this Dr. Buteyko, and what is this method?
Buteyko was a Russian medical doctor who basically figured out or got an insight one day that maybe asthma isn't a disease, but it's the body's way to preserve carbon dioxide. So when a person has an asthma attack, all their bronchial passages constrict. They feel like they're not getting enough air. They try to breathe more.
Right.
And they just wind up stuck in a corner. And he realized, wait a minute, maybe we're looking at this the wrong way. Maybe the fact that the body is constricting the bronchial vessels is the body's way of preserving carbon dioxide, trying to get us not to breathe so much because we're blowing off too much CO2 and we're disturbing our system. So that was his initial insight, and so he started working and testing and practicing, and sure enough, they discovered that, hey, you know, your blood is saturated with oxygen 98% unless you have some pathological illness. So it doesn't matter how much you huff and puff, you're not really helping get more oxygen to the brain by hyperventilating. In fact, it has the opposite effect. And he just took that understanding and he started to build on it and test it. And he developed a system where he's working mostly with asthma patients, how they can, you know, help themselves without drugs.
And what is asthma? What is it defined as today? What is, you know, I guess it's a medical condition, right? What is the technical definition of asthma?
You know, I couldn't tell you. I'm not a medical person, but most people would understand it in terms of symptoms. You know, what are the symptoms of asthma? The bronchial vessels get constricted. There's an anxiety connected to it. They feel like they can't get enough breath. There's a panic kind of tendency that goes with it. And so I think most people would think in terms of asthma, would think in terms of the symptoms. You'd have to ask a medical doctor to define it exactly, but we know that it has those elements to it.
And the Buteyko method is a drug-free approach to the management of asthma?
Yep.
How
yep.
so? Because yeah, tell me how.
Thing,
yeah.
Well, because every single person with asthma, with, you know, serious case of asthma is over breathing, but they don't realize it. They have, let's say, they're misreading the signals of air hunger. They think they're not getting enough air, but the fact is they're over breathing. And as soon as they focus on the exhale, slowly exhale down, maybe through pursed lip breathing or one of the other techniques, they slow their breathing down, they begin to relax a little bit, they find that the asthma symptoms start to go away.
Right.
By controlling their breathing, they control the symptoms of the asthma.
Dan Brulé, the guest, and the subject is breathing. We're talking about breathing again on the show today. The book is Just Breathe, Master Breathwork for Success in Life, Love, Business, and Beyond. All right, so let's go with love. How does mastering your breathing help your sex life or your romantic life?
Well, I look at it this way. I don't think it's an accident that the lungs surround the heart. When you breathe into, when you breathe, you're breathing into that area that we call our heart space. And when you open your heart, you become more loving, you receive more love, you give more love, you connect with people from your heart rather than your head. And so breathing awakens in us this heart intelligence, we could call it, you know. And sometimes love means being open, love means expanding, love means letting go, and those are exactly what we do when we practice breathing, right? Okay. When you inhale, you open and expand.
Right.
When you exhale, you let go and relax. Sometimes when we want to express love, that's what we need to do. We just need to open and expand a little more, or we need to just let go and relax. And so the connection to love is we're getting into what I like to call spiritual breathing, which is a couple of steps away from therapeutic breathing or breathing to deal with medical issues. That's not the only application for breath work. Breath work is being applied for peak performance, for, you know, optimum health, for maximum potential,
right,
and not just fixing problems.
Well, that's, I get it for sports, right? No doubt, endurance, yeah, etc. What about, yeah, business? I mean, are they, can you breathe wrong at a business meeting and blow a deal?
Absolutely.
How so?
Sure,
go ahead. Yeah.
Yourself, well, if you have certain breathing habits, you're going to begin to disturb your chemistry. You're going to begin to trigger certain emotions, which are going to start to get in the way of your thinking. They're going to get in the way of your ability to control the room.
Got it.
To influence other people, to project your voice, and also to intuitively connect with how people are receiving your message. So breathing, through breathing, we can develop this energetic or intuitive connection,
wow,
to other people.
Fascinating. I'm on your website there, breathmastery.com. You want to walk the audience through what they'll find and tell us a little bit about the Reboot Camp?
Yeah, well, you're looking at a website which is basically under complete renovation. A new website is going to be up in a week or two with the same name, but we're redoing the whole thing. On that website, you'll find lots of articles by me and lots of other people around breathing. You know, I published a monthly breathing report since 1970, 76. I haven't missed a single month in all those years.
Wow.
My research, people I've met, techniques we practice. And so on that website, you'll find archives of articles and interviews going back 40 years. I like to focus on what's most recent in my own practice and my own process.
Sure.
One of them you mentioned is Tony Robbins. You know, here's a guy who's unarguably extraordinarily successful, influencing millions and millions of people, and he knows the importance of breathing. He practices breathing. He teaches breathing things at his seminars. But when we started to work together, I just changed his approach a little bit. We kind of looked at it in a way he hadn't looked at it and practiced some things he hadn't practiced. And it was a remarkable in how quickly, for example, he lowered his blood pressure within a week, something he'd been dealing with for a long time.
Wow.
Just by adjusting his breathing and focusing it on in a different way and beginning to practice certain exercises.
Unbelievable.
And one of the guys I talk about in my book is a major a general, James Cook. He's retired now, but he was an Army Ranger,
right?
Fierce warrior, and a general in charge of 7,500 people. And in the book, you know, I recount a couple of his stories. And a great lesson I got from him was his experience that we all have what he calls a shield of protection, and it's intuitive. And if we get into a state through breathing, which he calls a calm, centered state, he uses his breathing to calm himself down, to open up his senses, and he accesses abilities that help if you're an Army Ranger or Navy SEAL.
Wow.
And you're not being pushed and pulled by your emotions or your other people's energy and so on. So and here's a guy who's got real experiences. You know, for example, he talks about one time they were calling in mortar rounds,
mm-hmm.
and it was cold. They're up in the mountains, and he just got this feeling. He looked over at another little spot about a couple of hundred yards away, and he just thought to himself, you know, it looks warmer there. Let's move over there. So he got his team. They moved over to that area for no reason, and he just had a kind of a feeling that it looked more comfortable. And as soon as they got set up at that time, a mortar round came exactly in the position where they had all just been.
Unbelievable.
And no one was hurt, but he got a shrapnel in his helmet.
Right.
And he keeps that shrapnel, he said, as a souvenir of the intuition that we all have if we can find a way to put ourselves into a state where we can access our intuition. And he uses breathing to do it.
Extraordinary. Really is. Dan Brulé, our guest. The book is out on March 28th. Just Breathe, Master Breathwork for Success in Life, Love, Business, and Beyond. It's published by Simon & Schuster. As you heard us mention, the foreword is by the great Tony Robbins, and that website is breathmastery.com. Dan, you're unbelievable. How long have you had that newsletter? Since 1976?
Yeah, we started at University of Massachusetts, a place called the Growth Center. We, at the time, even acupuncture and chiropractic was considered woo-woo.
Sure.
And so breathing was really
right.
far out. You know,
wow.
All your tree-hugging yogi from who knows what.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we were pioneers, I could say, and happy that I stuck with it.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward to the book. When we get a hold of it, we're going to have you back on. I'm sure you look at the news every day and see mm-hmm. bad breathing and places where breathing could be improved. We'll do that.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we'll spend some time on Donald Trump's breathing style.
Yeah.
Right?
Good.
That became an issue.
That. Yeah.
That became a big issue during the debates. I wondered if that was just a microphone or there was a real issue there. So we'll do it next time. But what a pleasure of meeting you today. Congratulations on the publication of the book. And again, we look forward to it. It's breathmastery.com and Dan Brulé on The Ed Till Show. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's a real pleasure, man. Starcom Radio Network. Wow. Who would have thunk it, right? Are you breathing right? Chances are. Now, if you've been listening to us in the past couple of weeks, you're going, hey, I really should look into my breathing. I really should assess what am I doing that could be cheating myself out of potential in every way. The title of the book is Just Breathe, Master Breathwork for Success in Life, Love, business, and beyond, and our guest, Dan Brulé. The website, breathmastery.com.